This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The town of Vail owes Vail Resorts more than $17 million for a piece of land along I-70. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the resolution of a dispute that's gone on for more than a year.
The ski resort giant wanted to build workforce housing on the plot in East Vail, but the town argued that would hurt the bighorn sheep in the area. The city used eminent domain to seize the land, which was owned by Vail Resorts. The issue ended up in court, where the city won, but it does have to pay the resort for the land. The market value was determined this week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's Hispanic Heritage Month, which honors the largest minority group in Colorado. CPR's Elaine Tassi.
Hispanics make up 22.5% of Colorado's population. Hispanic Heritage Month, which started September 15th, honors contributions made by that growing population. In Colorado, there are events all month long, including at Denver's History Colorado Museum. The holiday starts mid-month to give a nod to Independence Days throughout Central America, which fall on September 15th. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Late September brings the start of autumn. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says the El Nino weather pattern could keep the months ahead from getting too cold.
We'll get some cold fronts. We'll have some cold days, but in general, the trend is not for a chilly winter. In terms of the storms, oftentimes an El Nino winter means better snows for southwestern Colorado, not quite as much for Summit County and up towards Steamboat.
Nelson says El Nino tends to block the really cold air that comes down from Canada. For today, it's mostly sunny, highs near 80 along the Front Range and around Grand Junction, getting warmer through the rest of the week. Mountain highs in the 60s and 70s and staying sunny across Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.